כתוב שם עוסטס, ספר, כל דבר שמביאים לפני אדם שיש לו ריח, אדם טועב לו, צריך ליצור ממנו לשמש מיד. If a person has a shamish that is setting up things and serving a waiter that's serving the food, and is bringing up food that has a pungent smell, and a person who exposed to a pungent smell and sees everybody eating, he doesn't eat, it's not healthy for him. So therefore, you're required to offer him to take some of the food. Shabu says it's enough to give a little bit just to make him feel good. He shouldn't be under pressure that he's not eating at all. Mishum Brewer says more than that, that since it is something which is negated to the health of the waiter, you can't make a condition in advance and he's not going to get any food because you can't make a condition to hurt his health. Yeah. If the shamish is eating together with them, then you don't have to work on anything. When the time comes for him to eat, he'll take the food to eat. So a bad person who's acting as a waiter, he has no right to eat from himself, then therefore you should offer him this pungent smelling food. And it's a fine mode of behavior that even things that don't have a pungent smell, that one of the people that are eating there should give the shamash something, a little bit of everything. Shouldn't feel left out. Lo yitin lo kol zman shekoyt v'yodoy or v'yad v'alabay. When the shamash is still holding a cup then has liquid in it, you should not give him anything because he may spill from the cup when he's taking the food you're giving to him. The Shabru brings another perish of those words that the lam dafka when the coat is in the hand of the one who is receiving the food, also the orech who's giving the food should also not take when he's holding the waiter some of the food. Why? Because maybe the Arez can get a little nervous about giving food to the shamish, and because he's a little nervous, he's going to spill the liquid that's in the cup. Yeah. Okay. He said that he shouldn't give the shamish anything when the shamish is holding a cup with liquid, or the one who's giving is holding a cup of liquid. Also you shouldn't do it when the balabai has liquid in his cup, because maybe he's going to get upset and he's going to spill things that are in the cup. So if you give him something to the shamish, make sure nobody's, if you're not the shamish, not the balabai, have a cup full of liquid. Then the Rambam says, without your shamish, I will ask you to sit in the room 10, this whole thing of not giving when he's holding a cup, or you're holding a cup, that's by the shamish, but you're giving somebody else to eat it together with you, there's no concern that you're going to spill from the cup. They can give it to them, pass it over to them, even if you're holding a cup. It is a machabah, but also listen to it, says, pass, el, nishadea, or shenotel yodos. It's as if the evil is listen, mircho, should not put his stomach black and from somebody else. So if you know somebody that did not wash his hands, and there's a concern that if you give him bread now, he will eat it like everybody is eating it without washing his hands, then we're concerned that he will inadvertently eat it without washing his hands. Shabu says it's only going on the shamash, the waiter. The waiter, since he's authority, is involved in all kind of things, he may forget to wash his hands. But anybody else, you can give him bread even if he did not wash his hands, because you could assume that he will wash his hands, unless it's clearly that he's not planning to wash his hands. Should not give food to somebody unless you know he's going to make a bracha on it, because otherwise you're being mashal him and eating without a bracha. Some are lenient in giving to a poor person for tzedakah, that the chashash that he may not make a bracha does not override the mitzvah of tzedakah. Oh, the Shabbos says someone's coming with the chashash, he won't make a bracha. If you know for sure he won't make a bracha, then you don't have the right to give him the chashash and he won't make a bracha. Then Asa, if you're with somebody and he doesn't know how to make brachas, you don't want to embarrass him, you say, okay, let's eat together, I'm going to make a bracha for both of us. Even if he doesn't answer only, he's Asa, he's being Asa with the bracha. In extenuating circumstances, Rav Shlomo Zalman, that's the person expecting you to give them food. And by not giving them, it'll cause more animosity and keep them, get them further away from Yiddishkeit than without giving them food. You're not causing more, literally, either by not giving them than by giving them.